The best part of working with global change makers and collaborating with many of the programs, including the mentorship one, is definitely its people. They're passionate, they're driven, they all put their whole heart into the work they do.
Hi, Kathia. Welcome to the third season of the Young Changemakers podcast. So you're currently in Nicaragua, your home country, and from my understanding, you were a 2018 GCM participant, and you also attended the summit in Switzerland. So I'd love to hear more about your experiences and your journey with GCM and a bit more about yourself today. So welcome.
Thank you, George. Thanks. I'm so grateful to be here talking, and I'm excited to talk to you a little bit more about my journey and other personal stories.
Terrific. So let's start with perhaps a little bit about your background, and I guess what led you to becoming selected in the GCM summit in 2018. Can you expand more a bit about that journey?
Yeah, sure. So it's actually a very long story, but you know, made it short. Basically, I graduated here in Nicaragua. I studied most of my elementary school, high school, even a university here. And I will consider myself as just that typical student, you know, like going to university, doing, you know, just what it's required for my student. But for some reason, I started like wanting to go into more like international spaces. And I think there were different experiences that really got me there. I started volunteering actually at one youth-led organization while I was in my university. And then when I had to go to work and join a full-time company, I kind of started, you know, like questioning, okay, what else can I do? Is this the journey, you know, that I need to take? Is this what I'm supposed to do? So all of those questions were always present in myself, and I kept wondering, you know, what else could be done. But I think I had like a limited like view of the opportunities that were out there for me. So I was like slowly creating those or like trying to find more opportunities. And I think one thing led to the other. And eventually, you know, I saw myself being selected as GCM, but I think that's, you know, because there was different instances in my career and even volunteerism that led me to believe that youth-led initiatives were something that I really wanted to pursue at first.
Yeah, great. So how about we unpack that a bit? Because, yeah, you mentioned to me earlier that you studied business administration, focusing in financial economics. And obviously you began to become a bit more interested in trying to ensure your career or your own self-purpose was more focused on youth-led organizations. And that led you to become a volunteer for, is it ASEC? What's that?
ISEC.
Could you expand on that and your involvement with them?
Yeah, so to kind of just like do like a timeline there, I think it's worth mentioning here that I chose to study business administration because I think that was what I thought, you know, was gonna work for me. In other words, I remember I think as we talk and as we unpack more things that I have done in my career, in my life, I think I'll get to the point where I now understand, you know, the importance of having, you know, guidance, of having people to help you, because I actually chose business administration with like just small knowledge of, you know, what that career will entail, you know, where it will take me. So I just like chose it as, you know, that was the easy option. But once I was there, I started to realize, because I remember one day I was walking around the university, and this friend asked me, you know, Katia, hey, do you really want to graduate and not be involved in any of the activities that are happening in the university? So that kind of got me. And I remember that's how I went and signed up to this organization called IASEC. That was at the moment like a youth-led organization in my university. And I remember I just saw like the big banner in, you know, in the university asking students to sign up. And it just said like leadership, like involved in the banner. And I was curious to know, because by that time, as I was telling you, I just had like limited, like, you know, views on certain things. So I was like, this sounds kind of interesting. Let me try what it is. So I remember that I signed up for it, not knowing, you know, what I was getting into. However, as soon as I started going to the meetings and, you know, involving myself in the volunteering activities that were happening, I kind of, you know, started to kind of unfold like a new version of me, a new version of things that I liked. Because as you were asking me, you know, this organization, what it did basically was to recruit students that were interested in pursuing any type of volunteering experience abroad or internship experience abroad. So my role, which when I signed, I didn't know I was gonna do, was basically to recruit those students, you know, to be kind of the guidance, you know, to kind of sell the purpose to them. And I remember as soon as I started doing the whole work with the people, the team, I saw, you know, a new perspective. I saw, oh, this is actually very interesting. The way I had to approach students, the way I had to convince them on such volunteering activities abroad without me into them or without me having an experience on them was very interesting, but at the same time, like eye-opening, because I saw their entire process from being recruited to actually going abroad and coming back with such a different perspective, a different mindset, with new learnings, like new things. So that kind of started making sense a lot to me. And that's how I kind of got involved in way more and more activities in the organization. So that's kind of the starting point, I will say, in those spaces in youth development. And that's how I kind of got to know that there wasn't myriad of opportunities out there for me. And I think that was like a very crucial point in my life, I will say.
That's an interesting one, Kathia, because typically I think a lot of people, you know, their experiences of volunteering and doing, you know, overseas work or even if it's in your own community, that really has an impact on them whilst they're young. But for you in particular, what's interesting I find is that you are actually helping your peers or other university students have these experiences, and that made you sort of then realize, well, this is something I can do. And you must, it sounds like you had a great sense of fulfillment from offering them those opportunities. What sort of projects in particular did those students go and work on? And what countries did ASICS were involved in?
Yeah, so we were like a small organization in my university. So what we did is that we had like different partners. And when I said partners, were other ISEC committees that were in different countries other than Nicaragua. So we started basically partnering with these local organizations and asking them, okay, what are some of the issues that, you know, your country is in need of volunteers right now? So at that moment I joined, it was mostly like Central American countries. There were some countries from South America, such as Colombia. We had like a big relationship with Colombia, Brazil, Argentina. And those were all around issues, you know, on education, like women empowerment. There were many things that the students could do. And usually the volunteering experiences last for around 8 weeks. So we started doing that. And I think my role started or initiated basically doing or creating those partnerships. So for me, like, you know, from what I told you that I had no idea what I was getting myself into and then actually master work in just a matter of a few months. For me, that was something that made me realize, okay, this is actually something I love doing, because that connected me to, you know, different cultures, different experiences. So this is basically what the work entailed. The issues, you know, when it comes to like the issues that I was mentioning to you, I think starting to witness what these volunteers were doing abroad and mm-hmm. starting to even research more, because as I told you, I was basically the one that told the student, you know, hey, this is an opportunity, let's say in Colombia, volunteer at this organization that's working on educating certain, you know, communities or certain kids from X, you know, community. So would you like to come here? So that required me to also, you know, learn about the country, learn about the organization itself. And I sure. had to basically do the process. So yeah, I think that's kind of the way it worked. And I will say we had way more different activities other than just sending people abroad. We also had like opportunities to, you know, give spaces for young people to develop their abilities and their leadership skills. It was mostly, I will say, around the topic of leadership. Like, we're going to send you, you're going to become, you know, a better leader, and you're going to help other communities, and you're going to be back and hopefully implement that to your own. And so, yeah, and I think in some way that pretty much says it all.
That sounds excellent. And I mean, what an incredible role to have had to be. It sounded like you're a bit of a link between, you know, the students looking to have these experiences volunteering abroad, you know, whether it's working in humanitarian type work or environmental or whatever those projects were, but you seem to be more of the link connecting them to those host projects, which must have been challenging as well. But I guess that leads me into my next question. Did you see a bit of a change in you know, these students' perspectives as well as your own when they returned from these experiences? Did they seem more motivated, or did their direction change a bit in their, you know, their journeys?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that that for me was like the moment of realization that experiences like that definitely change you. So I remember, you know, talking with, you know, one student and just, you know, basically chatting about, you know, why are you interested in going to these opportunities here and there. But they, you know, they looked like they had an idea. They wanted to do it. They had the passion, but they were sometimes not clear about it. But when, you know, things started to make sense, or like we gave them more info, then they travel and then they went back. I remember having a total different conversation with them and hearing how in their stories, you know, every single, you know, thing that they do made sense. I remember many of them coming back and starting to get interested in volunteering in local organizations in Nicaragua. I remember many of them wanting to also like pursue, you know, like a career or something around those issues, or even in an additional course. So it was very, very transformational that without me asking them how everything went, all of them were like just saying wonderful things about it. So I think those instances just helped me, you know, understand a little bit of, okay, this makes sense. Like, why is it, or how is it that people go in such experiences and actually go back and like with a different perspective? So I will say those were transformational ones for sure.
No, definitely, like, I couldn't agree more with the power of, you know, offering those experiences to young students. Like, I know personally, I finished school, and like a lot of students, when they finish school, you have the big dilemma of facing, what am I going to do for the rest of my life? What am I going to do for a job? What am I going to do for a career? And it's almost impossible to make that call. You know, you need to get out and explore what's out there. We live in such a massive world, which is increasingly becoming so much more connected. And I think if you are in the position to, you know, and have that opportunity, you should jump on them, because, you know, I know personally, I took a year off after school and went over to Africa and volunteered coaching rugby to youth in these remote communities. And after that 2 months, you know, connecting with different societies and cultures, I had a whole new worldview, and I think that was so much more beneficial than going straight into the textbooks at university, because it's real life. So that's really exciting to hear that that's had such an impact on your journey and your career. I guess now this brings us back to GCM, and you started working with GCM not long after your involvement at the summit. Could you expand a bit more on that, Kathia?
Yeah, so I, you know, just kind of making again, because I love doing like a kind of line of events. I went to Switzerland. I remember I was that year when I got selected to attend the GCM, you know, Global Youth Summit in Switzerland. I will say that was like a year, like a transformational year for me, 2018. I will never forget that year. Mm. And that was because after, you know, going into every single, you know, volunteering activity with this organization that I just talked to you about, and working, you know, and having like a full-time job that didn't have to do much, you know, on this topic somehow. Mm. I kind of wanted to, or had like that sparked on my mind that I wanted to pursue more opportunities. So when I got, you know, selected to attend that event, I remember that was such a great experience and crucial moment as well. And, you know, being there for an entire week, learning from different people, like learning from such an amazing group of, you know, change makers, just made me think, wow, it's not only me that wants to do things around, you know, the community or around certain issues. I personally like empathize and still empathize a lot with education. I think that's such a powerful tool, and that's such a powerful way to, you know, just encourage people, communities, and make, you know, anyone just as, you know, successful and resilient as one can think of. So I remember that after the summit, I had, you know, like different ideas, different things. Mm. As you might know, people that go to the summit have different ideas. Some of them are working already on certain things, you know. In my case, I brought up experience on volunteering, you know, with youth-led organizations, but I wasn't really doing, you know, my own project.
Your own project, sure.
Exactly. So after, you know, GCM, I realized, okay, now it's the time. Now it's the moment to do something. And I remember when I was at the summit, I met Jasmine, and, you know, we became so close, and we became like really great friends, and we started talking. I remember we scheduled a call, and we started talking about our interests, kind of following up what, every single topic that we had at the conference. And there was one moment where we started like thinking, okay, we actually were both like very enthusiastic about doing something on education, but what can that be? Mm. And that's how the whole thing of the mentorship program and like bringing, you know, things, bringing mentors with mentees, and, you know, having that chance to give students, you know, an opportunity to have someone to guide them on their journey. That's how it was born. But especially it was born because we started talking, you know, how is it that we have made it so far and that we have been here, or we've gotten these opportunities. It's definitely been because of certain people, either it's been our parents or a friend, not necessarily a mentor, because in my case, I will say that I got to have like more mentors a little bit late, mm. like probably after I went to the summit. But it, in certain way, those things made sense to me. So that's how the, you know, the involvement with the mentorship program started. And then I always try to find a time, you know, besides many of other projects that I had, to kind of give back to GCM, which had given me so much. And then that's how I joined last year, the team.
Okay. It's excellent that you were able to collaborate with Yasmin on the mentorship program, because I had similar feelings after leaving GCM. It's such a insanely, intensely packed week. You know, there's so much going on in terms of, you know, you kind of start to have imposter syndrome and start to compare yourself to such incredible people doing massive things. But kudos to you, Kathia, for going away and really honing in on what you could do in terms of youth education and in particular mentorship, because it's such a missing link, I find, for youth, is they know what they want to do. They're so passionate about things, but they just lack a little bit of experience. So to be able to pair people up with people, others in their field who are a bit more experienced and can share skills and give concrete advice must be really valuable. How does that mentorship program take place? And for our listeners, is there an application process? Could you maybe expand a bit more on the mentorship program?
Yeah, sure. So as I was telling to you, the idea was born, you know, because of that interest of giving those young people, like, you know, because we were in that position at one moment in our lives where we asked ourselves, okay, what is, you know, out there to do besides just being a regular student? So, you know, kind of talked, and even I remember Jasmine, by that time she had her sister as kind of the person who piloted the program at the beginning.
She kind of mentored her.
That's actually something really interesting, and I think not everyone knows it, but she piloted the whole content with her sister, and it actually went really well. And we realized, actually, you know, many people wonder, many young students wonder, what else can they contribute to, but they don't know specifically. And, you know, tapping into the big network that we have at GCM, we thought that was such a great opportunity. Gavi agreed. I remember Jasmine pitched the idea to Gavi and loved it. And that's how it all started. So basically, the program takes place twice a year. It started, you know, and it's been since it was launched, it's been 12 weeks per like semester. So basically what we do is that we launch applications, we recruit a cohort. It's been around probably like a group of 20 to 25 people at most. Mm-hmm. And we try to pair a mentor. And the mentor is someone from our same network. You know, like even you, George, that were a previous, you know, GCM alum, can become a mentor. So we basically recruit all of the mentors. Definitely you have like people from all varied experiences, varied, you know, activism. So the way it works is that we try to find, you know, people that not necessarily have, you know, a big experience in social impact, but people that are curious about, right? Like that want to, you know, they just want to learn more about themselves. They want to understand a bit more about how can they contribute to their communities. So basically we just ask, you know, general things such as motivation, or, you know, what bothers you in the war and what can you do about it, or what ideas do you have, what SDG or sustainable development goal are you more familiar with, or like will you like to contribute to. So it's really very, I would say, general application. So it happens twice a year. And once we do all the selection process, we make sure to, you know, find mentors that are going to be not just under the similar interests as mentees, but also someone that might fit into some of the ambitions that mentee have. Because sometimes there are mentees that come with ideas, or sometimes they just come, you know, full of the desire to learn. So it's really an awesome process as well, I think. For, you know, I remember when the project was created, it was 2019, around like March 2019, Jasmine, you know, was kind of the mastermind behind most of it. And she kind of started like managing and coordinating it, because at that moment, during that year, actually, I went to pursue my master's degree. So she kind of took the lead on that. Sure. And then it's been last year that I, you know, I took a little bit more on that. But I think every single process and every single, you know, cycle that we have, it's not just an experience for mentees, but also for us as well, getting to know different people from different places. And yeah, and it's just such a refreshing way of, you know, understanding what youth are, you know, interested on, or what youth are motivated for.
Certainly. And that's the power of being able to connect with people outside your day-to-day, I think, because, you know, even through this GCM podcast series, I can be here in Australia at home on my farm, and I feel a world away from what's going on. You know, I know certainly during COVID, it's impacting different people in whole different ways. But then being able to jump on a call and just tune in with people like yourself, Kathia, it really makes it, after every call, it makes me realize that, you know, our issues in my own backyard are very insignificant to what's going on. And it gives you a certain degree of perspective. And it also refreshes your mindset and gives you a lot more enthusiasm, I think, to bounce off ideas with like-minded people. So I guess bringing back down to your next steps, have you completed your master's degree, and how is that all going? Have you gained a lot out of that program?
Yes. So I actually got accepted into that program in September. Well, actually August. I started August 2019. So it was meant to be an entire year in China, but because of COVID, I had to finish most of it online. Well, half of it. It was definitely a nice experience. I graduated already last year in June 2020. I will say that's, you know, that was again another added experience to my, you know, international, you know, just opportunities that I so much wanted to pursue after being, you know, sending many, many people abroad during my first time volunteering. So yeah, I think every time I think of all the experiences, and especially those that have been outside my country, I think I just think of the fact that those are eye-opening, those are very, you know, refreshing experiences. I get to know much more about myself, about the people, you know, that surround me, and even about the causes that I care so much about. Mm. I think something that's worth mentioning, I guess, in all of this, in order for our listeners to, you know, kind of understand the context, is that I wanted to jump. I think I told you, George, you know, that I wanted to jump into a little more of the development side of things. I used to work at a bank. I used to do finance, economics, and although it has to do a lot with the work, most of the times, I wanted to be kind of on the ground, you know, firsthand experience kind of. And that's how actually the master came into place. That for me was a year of discovery, of year of, you know, finding a bit more the things that I could contribute to and I could do. And I think I'm so grateful that it happened. And then, you know, GCM came and I started working with them last year. And it's been such a blast, I will say.
That's incredible. And yeah, I can after talking to you, it seems like you've really, you know, at peace with what you're doing, and you seem really content in the work that you're doing now. And I congratulate you on that, because a lot of us are, you know, sometimes a bit lost when we're younger, and just trying to find purpose, I think, is a lot of people's goal, but they lack that. So now you being able to share that with others is extremely powerful. I guess we've been having this whole conversation has circled around youth and youth-led development. I'm just want to throw a question to you. What sort of how much do you think this sort of grassroots level activism can actually, you know, seep through to change, you know, policy or larger governmental decision making? You know, everyone across the globe is aware of people like Greta Thunberg in Sweden and the work she's doing at you know, speaking at the UN and the COP and all the climate conventions. Do you think there's a seat at the table, so to speak, for us young activists moving into the future?
Yes, I am so hopeful about it, George. I think you know, seeing and I will say it from my, you know, from my experience, especially recently, you know, getting a little bit more involved with the people that have, you know, joined different programs at BCM. We certainly have a same in everything, I guess. And the way I see it is that it's not easy, and especially, you know, for many activists out there, sometimes it's not easy, you know, like just taking up of our time and just, you know, doing a lot of things for the community. Sometimes you might get overwhelmed, but believe me that the amount of times that I've spoken to people that are doing that, it just, it just reaffirms that they're doing it with a purpose. So, you know, if you go out in the world and sometimes you ask yourself, you know, is this actually making a sense? You know, is this actually making an impact? I will say the answer is yes. And we can definitely mobilize a lot because of that. Because despite the fact that there's so many, I would say, constraints, you know, actually we recently did a partnership with UNESCO to do like a consultation on the futures of education. And we asked many young people, you know, what were the thoughts about, you know, education? What were the things that they were bothered by? That just brought us so many, you know, different challenges. But at the end of the day, something that I kind of get surprised by is the fact that despite the many challenges, people remain like, you know, like remain faithful to their causes. So when it comes to affecting, I guess, a policy or, you know, affecting anything that requires, you know, a lot of action, a lot of mobilization, having a group of people that is so committed to the things that they're doing, I say makes a lot of sense. So yeah, I remain hopeful. I feel like more and more we need to still, you know, give the people those spaces and you know, just make sure that they're, you know, they're given such opportunities, because I know it seems challenging sometimes and we'll keep on saying again, like, you know, a speech might not do anything, or, you know, a conference might not do anything, but at the end of the day, you know, the more people, and especially young people, get to know other people that are doing similar things, the more, I guess, you know, this movement will just spark interest and just mobilize more people to come and do great things. So I don't know if I'm explaining myself well, but I guess you get the point what I'm trying to say. But yeah, no, happy
I think you've articulated you've articulated yourself beautifully there, because I think what you're saying in a nutshell is that a lot of us young activists, it's not a matter of yelling, kicking and screaming and throwing our hands up in the air on issues that we feel are important. It's more a matter of, you know, honing down on our, you know, what are we good at? What's important to us? And, you know, there's an incredible community of intelligent, young, driven people amongst GCM. And then together, once we pull in people and you understand, you know, that the steps you can take towards building a project and then applying for grant funding or scaling it, there's a huge amount of opportunity there to really, you know, create real impact, whether it's environmentally or socially, and then even politically, there's huge capacity, and that's the power of community. So I've really, really learned a lot from our conversation today, Kathia, and I really encourage everyone who's listening to check out the GCM website and in particular the mentorship program. If you think it's going to be of value to you, I'm sure there's a lot to be learned from that. Is there anything else you'd like to add? And I know we've got the virtual summit coming up. Would you like to give a bit of a plug for that?
Yes. I was just about to tell you that we have that amazing virtual event coming up. So for our listeners, actually we used to have this, you know, in-person events, but due to COVID, it's been virtual since last year. Last year, it got so much interest in people that more than 1,000 people joined. So because of, you know, the work that we're doing, because we're launching so many new things and we wish to get to more people despite, you know, the circumstances that we're living in, we've decided to bring back, you know, that event. And this is going to be a special one, actually. And I think the team will agree that the theme and what's going to happen at the event, it's pretty much resonates with what young people have told us in every single program that they have participated in the organization, based on the feedback. You know, as I was telling you, this year has been challenging for many people. So we've seen young people sometimes, you know, asking, okay, how can I be, you know, stay motivated? How can I become a little bit more resilient? How can I just, you know, remain passionate about what I'm doing? So the theme this of this year is gonna be basically building resilience and strengthening the work of change makers in uncertain times. And usually how the virtual summit has worked is that we give these young people, you know, anywhere from, you know, any young person from anywhere in the world, the space to come, you know, to a 3-day virtual event and to basically not only learn about something, but also network with people and hear from an amazing panelist. So this year's event, it's going to have like 4 components. We're going to have panelists or panel sessions where we're going to bring different change makers that have been benefited by our programs or different change makers that have done incredible work in, you know, in this time in COVID. We're going to learn from them. We're going to try to, you know, unfold a bit of what they did, how did, you know, they stay motivated and everything. We're also bringing many of our partners, many of the people who contributed with this year. And they're going to also, you know, talk about the importance of uniting with organizations such as, you know, Global Change Makers and building like a community together and doing projects, which I think, and just to make a point here, is just crucial in the question that you asked before, you know, how can we ensure that people are given a seat at the table? I think that comes also with when you mobilize people to work together, like the work is never alone. And I think at DCM, we try to always bring so many people and partners and that's what we are also like trying to at the moment with many of other projects or programs that we have. So besides panel sessions, we're gonna have skill sessions that are gonna be basically amazing guest speakers coming and talking about certain skills. We're having topics such as fundraising, intellectual property, you know, how to manage teams, especially right now, you know, in remote settings and volunteer based. There's so many topics that will be covered. And also the famous networking sessions that you must remember also from our in-person events, but this is going to be a virtual setting. We're going to give the chance to participants to, you know, come meet other, you know, amazing change makers from different parts of the world, give them the ability to just connect, exchange ideas, talk about the work they're doing. And the component that's new in this year is the well-being session. So because of the theme, we're adding the well-being sessions, you know, how to, you know, stay resilient, motivation, mindfulness. We have great, great sessions. I guess people will love it. And just, you know, something that's making me really happy and anxious about this event is that for the first time, we're having it in 3 languages. It used to be in English, but this time we're having it in Spanish and Portuguese. So I hope that we have way, way, way more people, you know, joining because of, you know, of those new languages added to there. It's going to be in August 10 to 12. And right now we're, you know, we're just open. We just launched, you know, registrations last week. So actually I would just encourage people to take a look at it. There's a full booklet with, you know, different themes and speakers you could just access easily.
Excellent.
You know, the whole event.
I'm incredibly excited and I'll be joining. And no matter what time it will be, I'm sure with a few cups of coffee, if it's in the middle of the night, I'll be wide awake. There's just so much to take in. And yeah, I highly recommend for everyone listening to really keep an eye out for that. Kathia, thanks so much for joining me on the Young Changemakers podcast. It's been such a pleasure to meet you, albeit virtually, and I've really had a great time chatting today.
Yeah, the pleasure is me, George. Thanks for providing me the space. I hope that more people, you know, are active listening to our podcast. I hope that many people will take one day the stage and also come and share their experiences, because I'm sure there are many who have wonderful ones.